You know the famous signpost at Bluff, bottom of the country, the pole has a whole bunch of places, how far they are, what direction. Turns out it's wrong. Scottish tourists noticed the signs for Cape Reinga and Wellington were pointing in different directions, which might have been part of the clue. The council brought in an expert. Turns out not only were the directions wrong, but the distances were wrong as well. So the Invercargill Mayor, Tim Shadbolt's with us on this. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, mate.
Is this a buzz? Is this like a shock? Or is it over the years everyone's assumed they... I mean, do people just assume the whole thing was right?
You know, I've had a few comments about it. There's the odd tourist who'll turn up and do their measuring and work it all out and get in contact with me, and I have passed it on to the authorities, but nothing much seems to have been done.
But now we need to do something. Are we doing something, and who is it doing the doing?
Well, it'll be the Ministry of Signposts, I suppose. Yeah. I don't know who's will have to go through the correct authorities.
How bad are the distances? How far out were they?
Only a few hundred miles, you know.
Oh, well.
It's our biggest tourist attraction. I think that's why we don't like messing with it. And you can't lead tourists astray too much because it's at the end of a dead-end road, you know. You can't go anywhere except for the signpost.
Well, that's true. That's the beauty of it. I mean, it's a beautiful, spectacular shot. I don't think anyone takes it seriously. No one ever followed the signpost to Cape Reinga, did they?
No, I'm sure that I would have had a complaint if that had happened.
Exactly.
It's a great attraction. I think it's something like 87,000 people go to that signpost every year. It's the biggest tourist attraction we've got.
Why wouldn't you? When's it going to get tidied up, do we know?
As soon as I get home. I'm just in Dunedin at the moment,
okay.
So... I'll have to, now that it's surfaced, we'll have to do something about it.
You'll have to get it sorted out. There's your Friday afternoon taken care of. Appreciate your time very much. Mayor Tim Shadbolt from Invercargill. How many tombs has it been in Invercargill? Is it five or six, something like that?